This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama citizens, friends, and patriots, one and all. This is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple, and we are glad to be with you here on this warm, spring-like February day to bring you another edition of The Point. Today, later on, we're going to be joined by guest Drew DeArmond to talk to us about something that affects all Alabama citizens, and that's the reclassification of our high school sports system. And later, we're going to be joined by retired Colonel John Conzeli, who is the president of the local USA chapter, which frankly is one of the biggest chapters in the world and is very important to Huntsville, Alabama. Pardon me, I have a little bit of a frog in my throat today, but as you know, on this show, we really focus on Alabama issues, but that does not mean we're going to shy away or tuck our tail between our legs and not talk about national issues. Now, I'm going to share with you some of my personal feelings about immigration, not about the killings and the fightings and stuff that's going on in other parts of the country, but just about immigration in general. And that, frankly, is an issue that's been broken so long that I think people in this country just don't think it can be fixed. Every election cycle, we hear the same thing over and over again, finger pointing, outrage, and then rarely does anything change. The legal immigrants here get ignored and the American public gets frustrated. So let's start with what I think is a simple truth that is unequivocal, and that is this. Immigration is not an unsolvable problem. It is a mismanaged one. The first step to solving immigration is acknowledging that two things can be true at the same time. One, a nation has the right and the responsibility to control its borders. And America has always benefited from immigrants who come here legally, work hard, and want to be a part of this company. These two ideas are not opposites. They're supposed to work together, but oftentimes they do not. If you don't control the border, you don't have an immigration system. You have chaos. That means that sometimes a country has to install physical barriers where they make sense. Sometimes they have to use technological advantages to control their borders, more agents and faster response times. Border security is not about being cruel and heartless. It's about being smart and prudent. Order saves lives. Chaos destroys them. Second, one thing I feel about immigration is the asylum system needs to be fixed because right now it's being abused. Asylum was designed for people who have a real need. They're fleeing persecution, not just as a backdoor for unlimited entry. Claims for asylum need to be processed quickly, fairly, and decisively. If you qualify, you stay. If you don't, you go home. That's it. A system that invites years of having these claims processed invites fraud and overwhelms communities. Speed and clarity are humane. Endless limbo is not. And third, and this is the part that really needs attention, we need to modernize legal immigration. America's economy runs on labor. Agriculture, construction, healthcare, hospitality, these industries are begging for workers. If people want to come here legally to fill real jobs, pay taxes, and follow the rules, we should make that process faster, simple, and more realistic, not an endless jargon of paperwork. A system designed for decades ago in a different economy doesn't work anymore. So let's talk a little bit about fairness. There are many people around the world waiting patiently and doing things the right way, following the law, trying to enter this country legally. Yet when you enter illegally and you're rewarded with years-long stays, work opportunities, we're telling the law-abiding immigrants that they're crazy to try to follow the rules. That is wrong. Any real solution must prioritize those who respect the process. Next, interior enforcement has to mean something. If somebody commits a crime here illegally, deportation should be automatic and swift. No excuses. No sanctuary loopholes. Public safety isn't negotiable. Compassion without consequences isn't compassion. It's negligence. But here's the part that's the hardest part to fix. Immigration reform doesn't just start at our border. It starts in countries that are collapsing under corruption, violence, and economic failure. We in America cannot fix the world, but we can be smarter. Targeted aid, targeted trade partnerships, and pressure on governments that export instability can reduce immigration more effectively than slogans ever will. Finally, and this part may be the hardest, everybody needs political courage. This is a problem that both parties have failed to solve because outrage within either party raises money and solutions don't become evident. Real reform requires compromise, consistency, and leadership willing to take the heat from the extremes. American people, such as myself, we're not asking for perfection. We're asking for control, fairness, and sanity, which means secure the border, fix asylum, expand legal immigration, enforce the law, protect communities, and respect those who do it the right way. I don't think these are radical independents. Rather, I think this is a responsible opinion, and it's way past time that we stopped arguing about immigration and actually did something to fix it. So that is, again, that is not the opinion of the station or its owners or its management. That's just me, and I'm not advocating for one side or the other of some of the things we've observed lately. I'm just offering an opinion about immigration in general. And if you want to comment on that, feel free to call us at 256-382-0724. Our phone bill is paid up, actually, and we would be glad to have you call us and tell us what you think. But today we're going to move into the second segment. We are going to discuss something that's really a lot more germane to what's going on in Alabama. And that is the reclassification of our high school athletic system. Now, you may not think that's a big issue and that's not a big deal, but if you have kids anywhere in the school system who are playing sports, it is a big deal, and it's something that you need to understand. You need to know what's going on because it is a rapidly changing field, as we will soon find out when we have our guest, Drew DeArmond, come on with us. Drew is from the other side of the station, the ESPN side, and he knows more about this than anybody, I think, on God's green earth. So, Brian, if we can, let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll bring Drew on here in a minute.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't. It's too heavy!
Oh my God!
Ah. Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title. Because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal, and we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beavs likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
Tom Luganville here for my friends at the service department at Woody Anderson Ford. When you need service on your vehicle, whether it's a Ford or any other make, you want to get into Woody Anderson Ford, where their expert service technicians will get it diagnosed and repaired right away, the right way. And while you are there, check out all the new and pre-owned vehicles at Woody Anderson as well. They are ready to make you the best deal possible. Visit Woody Anderson Ford today.
Woody Anderson Ford on Jordan Lane in Huntsville, Hughes Road in Madison, and online at WoodyAndersonFord.com.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. And yes, this is I, Bill Crawford, alongside producer Brian Temple. We're here today, and it's the 10th of February. It's almost 70-something degrees outside. It's a nice, warm day, and we are certainly glad to be here with you. Today, I'm joined in studio by a person who is in the station, but he's not normally in this studio. Normally, he's on the ESPN 97.7 side of the fence, and that is Mr. Drew DeArmond. Drew, how you doing today?
You know, I'm doing well, Crawdad, and I know you've done Crawdad.
Oh, by the way, I got to tell you something. In this station, I'm Bill Crawford.
Oh, Bill Crawford.
Not Crawdad.
All right. I have to reprogram myself about that, because I know you've done, on our ESPN 97.7, the Zone station, for many, many years, you've done Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff with your crew and previewed and covered Army football very well. And now I know this, you're just into the maiden voyage with this show, The Point with Bill Crawford, and congratulations on that on WZZN Talk Radio 97.7-2. And everybody, I hope everybody's enjoying the political conversation and the talk, and it's good to be with you. I've been on the other side. I know we haven't had WZZN Talk Radio that long, but just a year or two here. But I've been on the other side for a long time, and blessed to be here and be with you and talk some high school athletics today and how it affects our community.
Well, Drew, before we get into that, I know if anybody's ever listened to Drew on the radio, it's I'm not going to say this is an insult. It's kind of like listening a little bit to some Rain Man-ish type conversation. Drew has an encyclopedic knowledge of sports in Alabama and in the Southeastern Conference and in the world. So Drew, just tell our listeners on this side of the world,
yes, sir,
who don't listen to you often, how did you come to be Drew DeArmond, the sportscaster you are, with the knowledge base that you have today?
Well, you know, I got my start, you know, about 30 plus years ago when I was in Calhoun Community College, when I graduated from Huntsville High in 1994. Before I left for the University of Alabama, trying to chase a journalism degree, I think everyone here in this town knows Fred Holland and he had a radio station off Holmes Avenue, WTKI, and I used to call all the time. I was an avid listener because I love sports talk radio, and you know, but I was luckily there was a couple of local broadcasters that were doing a show, and they started doing high school football. And they knew my passion for high school athletics, and they were very familiar with me because I called all the time. And so they asked me if I wanted to help them with their broadcast. And they asked me to keep stats because I've always been kind of a statistician.
I still do tell.
I do that to this day. I work for Coach Christian Swears with Huntsville High Basketball. He kind of brought me out of retirement after I did it all the way through my high school days. And then I also helped my cousin Janet Latham, who is a now retired coach and administrator. For over a decade, we had the stat contract at Wallace State for basketball, the regionals each year. And I really helped out with that quite a bit. But I got my start with that, with Larry Smith and Mark Dornay and those guys, and they really gave me an opportunity. It was kind of funny though, and that's how kind of my on the air career started too. I thought I was just going to be keeping stats and, you know, by hand and handing and giving them the statistics to update people. And they said, well, Drew, we're going to go to you at halftime. And I said, halftime on the air? And they said, yeah. And so I was terrified at first, but I got used to it. I liked it quickly. And then Larry gave me a chance to work with him as a color guy a little bit. And it was rough, but the more I did it, the more I liked it. And then, you know, when I came back from college and everything, I spent a long time in sporting goods sales, but I always had a passion for recruiting and football recruiting and following that, you know, vociferously. And then, I still, maybe my college days would call into radio stations, come by radio stations and sit in when they would allow me to. Always had a passion for it. And then my break came when a good friend of mine, David Reese, who lives in our community now, but is from Mobile. He was good friends with a former, sportscaster here in Huntsville, who's now done quite well for himself with the SEC Network and Cole Kubelik. Cole needed a recruiting guy because Cole didn't follow recruiting, and Cole was getting ready to team up with Wes Neighbors, who's of course now my boss, and they wanted someone to talk recruiting that followed it every day, and they gave me an opportunity to come on their show as a guest, like I'm here with you today, and just started talking recruiting, and they liked my style and my knowledge. And so that led to an opportunity when a spot for an afternoon radio show came open. They approached me about an opportunity and gave me a chance to do my own show. And I started out by myself, and did that for about a year, maybe two. And then it progressed from 1 hour to 2 hours, got up to three, but in different time slots. But then I settled in with Scott Tyson a little over 5 years ago for the second part of my journey here. And we've been together a long time now, and he's a former TV sportscaster here, and we have good chemistry. And We've had a 2 hour show for many years from 7 to 9, and now we're 7 to 10 for the last, you know, close to a little over a month now. We've gone back to 3 hours, but we really enjoy it. We enjoy the banter back and forth. And when I built this show, my original plan was to build a show centered around the community, high school athletics, which I thought was being neglected. And of course, you cover West Point and the Army Black Knights very well. There's a passion for college football here. And so that's what I wanted to build it around, high school and collegiate athletics. And that's what we've been able to do. And we've been blessed to be on the air now over 10 years. And I got the name of my show, Talking Ball. I was listening to Nick Saban one day. During his coaching career, he was doing a bit with ESPN and talking to Kirk Herbstreit. And he was saying, you know, I just love to talk ball. I love to talk football with people. And that stuck in my head. I was like, if I ever have a show, that would be a great – because the first thing you're going to get asked is, what are you going to call your show? I'm sure they did that same thing with you. Like, what are you going to come up with as the name of your show? And so when I heard Nick Saban say talking ball, it just stuck in my head. I'd never heard anybody else use it. I wanted to be original. And that's what we've used. And just blessed that, you know, Scott, you know, was able to hook up with me, and he's kind of the point guard, and he sets me up, and I try to score the ball, so to speak. And we really enjoy it.
Well, I would almost say, even though there's not three people on your show, it's kind of, to me, a little bit like the first Monday Night Football crew, where where you're kind of like Frank Gifford, who is the straight man, who knows everything. We won't go down that road. Who knows everything that's going on. And Scott is kind of like your Don Meredith. And folks, if you haven't listened to this show, it's now on from 7 to 10 on our sister station, 97.7, 5 days a week, unless they have some sort of a conflict or a trip or have to cover another event. But very good show, very entertaining and very factual. And what we want to talk about today, now that everybody knows who drew it, I didn't know all that stuff. I did. And, you know, one of these days we'll talk about that. But even though I spent a career as an engineer while I was doing this stuff, my path to radio is very similar to what yours was. I think most everybody who wants to do this stuff, they start out calling out and calling in, and then they get to sit in every now and then. And then the next thing you know, you're in front of a microphone almost full time. So let's talk about what's going on in Alabama. And my knowledge of this is not 100% extensive, but I'll try to tee it up for you. The Alabama High School Athletic Association has recently reclassified all of their schools in the competitive level. And what that means, if you're not a sports fan, is that you have some high schools that are in big categories and some that are in small categories, and you have some that are public and some that are private. They used to be kind of mixed up, and the lines were pretty well drawn, but not so more. Tell us what happened.
Well, you know, until early February of this year, Crawdad, or excuse me, Bill.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Yeah, you know, and we're talking sports so basically right now, but you know, up until early February of this year, you know, I've grown up here in Huntsville and in this state. And, you know, when I was growing up, it was basically 1 through 6A. And that was your big schools. And then you had private schools who, you know, competed with the public schools. And they were all – they were they qualified in those classifications 1 through 6A. In many cases, only the McGill-Tulans, the Faith Academies, the St. Paul's, you know, Episcopal School, only those, and those are in Mobile, were the bigger private schools. And they all competed in the two highest classifications, really, which is 5 and 6A. And then about 10 years ago, they decided to take the top 32 schools, the biggest schools in the state, regardless if you're public or private, and create 7A. And McGill-Tulane was in 7A for a short period of time and then moved back down to 6. But that was basically all public. And then the private schools continued to compete with the public schools.
All right, let me I got a quick question, because I got to clarify something for my pea-sized brain. So
yeah,
the big schools, the 7A schools, mm-hmm. they were scattered from the top of the state to the bottom of the state, right? So did they play each other? Like, did a school from Huntsville go play Mobile?
Only in the playoffs. I mean, in theory, you could schedule each other. Or you could say, and now Huntsville High has done this 2 of the last 3 years. They've gone to Orange Beach, which has been a 3A and a 4A school, because they're still relatively new. Because Orange Beach and Gulf Shores are side by side, and they operate as their own school systems. So you've got the Gulf Shores City Schools and the Orange Beach City Schools. So they can make their tax dollars go further. They don't share them with anybody else. It's what you would call a one school, it's a one school area. In other words, like, that's why Thompson, the Warriors, who have now dominated 7A football for so many years under Mark Freeman, for many, many years, they weren't very good. And I think they won a state championship in the early 80s, but they weren't real good. But they consolidated. They ended up combining, and they broke off and created their own school system, the Alabaster and the Alabaster City Schools. And Thompson is the only school. So when you don't have to share it, and I'm talking about, like, for example, when for your listeners, like in the Huntsville City School System, which is huge because Huntsville is the biggest city in the state now, there are five schools, and that's Huntsville, Grissom, May Jemison, which used to be Johnson High School, Lee, and then Columbia. Now, we know in the last several years, Butler has closed, and Butler was combined with Johnson to create May Jemison. Well, that's five city schools, though, and you're all sharing money and resources. But if you're a Thompson, you're not sharing any of those resources, and it all goes into one pot. And that's why, to me, they're so powerful, because you don't have to share the money. You don't. There's no infighting. There's just one vision and one, and both can work. But I'm just saying it's easier when all your resources are going into one place. And so, and that's why, and then with the city school system and some of the issues that Huntsville City Schools have had, that's what has led to the rise of the private schools. Because a lot of people, including a lot of my classmates that I went to school with at Huntsville High, and I graduated in 1994, a lot of them have gone the private school route, putting their children, and not just the private schools in Huntsville, I'm talking about in North Alabama, because some of them have moved away and moved to Florence and moved to Athens and things of that nature. So, but that's kind of where all this kind of started. And I was researching it before I was coming on your show. And I'll be honest, when this happened, I was not fully aware of it. Because it was from what I was told by some coaches and administrators, and we've talked to a lot of people on Talking Ball, both athletic directors and head football coaches, and most of them on the private school side, because this is what was affected the most, because they're no longer competing for championships, state championships, with public schools. They've broken them off into public, you know, class 1A, private class 1A, and then private class 2A. And it's gone from 7A, I just talked about being 7A from about 2014 on to now, it's gone back to 6. It'll be 1 through 6A for the public schools, except it's all public schools now in those 1 through 6A, and all the privates are competing for state championships with them against each other, but they will be separated into 1A and 2A. 1A will have a state champion, and then 2A will have a state champion, and then you'll have 6 more state champions. And I'm just talking in a football parlance, but it would also be in other sports. But you'd have 1 through 6A, you'd have state champions in those classifications as well.
Well, let me ask you this. Are there obviously there's enough public schools, but in the private school realm, do they have to play each other? Is there enough private schools to even develop a full football season schedule?
Well, here's how they tried to compromise it, Crawdad. They decided in the regular season that the public and private schools can still play each other, which will help with travel and other things, at least in the non-football sports. In football, because there's still region play, the majority of your region schedule will still be against teams in your region. So, and a lot of those private schools you just pointed out are scattered. So there's quite a few in the city of Huntsville, but then now teams, you know, and I was just looking it up because I wanted to kind of run it by and just look and see kind of how things were lining up. But there's going to be a lot of travel. Like Lee Scott Academy is in Auburn, and they have just recently gone in the last few years from the AISA to AHSAA, or in the Alabama High School Athletic Association. They're going to have to travel now to places like a Randolph and to like a Westminster. That's a long trip. That's like 7 hours round trip. It's a lot of money. And when football, as you know, football is the most expensive sport really that a high school would play, because you're talking at least 40 to 50 players, maybe more, traveling party. You're talking coaching staff, cheerleaders, administrators. You're talking, I'm just going to guesstimate 80 to 100 people to travel. And so you're talking about having to travel on a Friday night. Luckily, it's a Friday night, though. But you're talking about maybe taking half a day of school off, travel to your opponent, and then come home late that night after the game. It's not cheap.
Well, now, does this reclassification of schools for sports purposes, does it bleed over into any other aspect of the school system, like where kids go to school? Or do they just go where they normally would go and their school is reclassified?
Well, I mean, I think that's still kind of being decided and hashed out, but I think it's mostly going to stay the same. But see, here's the what I was going to go over is it was something that I was not made aware of at first, you know, when this whole, and I was kind of wondering what caused it, because I'll be honest, up until they announced it, we had Thomas Ashworth of AL.com on our show, and he told us, I thought they would continue to kick the can down the road, and I thought they would continue to explore the potential separation, but that it wouldn't happen. I thought, at least right away, I thought that, because that's very dramatic. And they do it in Tennessee, separating the public and the private schools, except for in most cases, I think they stay completely separate. I think they have their own league they compete in. And then I don't know if they play many of the, if any, of the public schools. So that's the, and so, but this time, Alabama kind of went, you know, they found a middle ground. They're going to let them in the regular season compete with each other. But then when the postseason comes around in football, basketball, and other sports, baseball, the private schools compete against the private schools for a title and the public schools compete with the public schools. And that's when, you know, the travel will become even more pronounced because, like I was just saying, with Lee Scott Academy, they're going to have to travel a good ways for all their football region games. And then if you reach the state championship, it's not going to be as long a playoff run, but still you're going to have to travel everywhere because none of their in their region where they were placed, Crawdad, there's nobody close to them. I mean, that's just the way it because here's the issue in Alabama. I think there's only about 60 private schools total, and while there's a lot in North Alabama, the majority of them have always been 4A or smaller. There's not, especially in North Alabama, there's not a 5A, a 6A, a 7A, you know, private school. And the one thing that they did get rid of the multiplier, you know, rule, which I thought was a good move, even though some people thought it was working before they separated them. But, you know, and I thought, you know, and to be honest with you, I would have rather kept that rule, honestly. The rule I really didn't like was the competitive balance rule. And that rule didn't make sense to me.
Hey, what's the multiplier?
Multiplier is like for when you're looking at an enrollment of, say, James Clemens, who might have 1,600 students. They count one student for 1,600. Everybody counts as one.
Okay.
In a private school, one student counts as 1.35. So that increases your enrollment.
Okay, and now that is something that I don't really understand, and I'm pretty good at ciphering. But we're going to have to. I think you've got a little bit of time since you work here that we can hold you over for the next segment. Well, that's what we're going to do, folks. If you understand this, you're smarter than me, and you're not smarter than Drew. But if you want to give us a call and find a little more about it, go ahead and call.
It's a lot to digest there. 256-382-0724 There's a lot of going on here, and you know, we want to give some room to breathe with this. Let's take a break. Everybody let their brain untangle for a second, and we'll get into it here in our next segment.
Okay, we'll be back in a minute. This is Bill Crawford. This is The Point. 256-382-0724.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City in Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. Taking care of your property yourself can be a real headache. Eagle can handle it for you. They offer full landscaping services, irrigation, mowing, bush hog, and can install plants and trees, sod, and even landscape borders. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay. On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart.
When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly cloudy to overcast sky this afternoon. Temperature climbing into the upper 60s and lower 70s. Rain is going to be possible across the Tennessee Valley, especially as we head into the evening and then through the course of the overnight. Temperatures only dropping into the mid 40s. Rain for your Wednesday. Temperature is going to be a bit lower. Highs only climbing into the mid and upper 50s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. We have special guest and football knowledge expert, especially in high school athletics, Drew DeArmond from the other side of the station, 97.7 ESPN. And one of the things that we do on this show is we try to keep the issues towards what's happening in Alabama, and we're not a sports talk station. But occasionally politics intersects with sports. And in this case, it appears that politics may have inadvertently even intersected with high school athletics. And Drew, tell us how you think that's happened.
Well, I think this all the momentum for the separation started happening when Governor Kay Ivey strongly supported the private school choice, the CHOOSE Act, which stands for Creating Hope and Opportunity for Our Students Education Act. And it provides like a $7,000 stipend and or almost like a scholarship per student for private school tuition even 2,000 for homeschooling, because you know a lot of homeschooling goes on around our community, either for public or private schools.
Question on that. If you're homeschooled, can you play high school athletics?
Yes, absolutely. You can do that. Matter of fact, the best example I've ever heard of it.
Tim Tebow?
Yep. There you go. There you go. Crawdad, he was homeschooled by his parents. I know there's some young student athletes in the Huntsville City School System that are homeschooled and yet still compete even at the 7A level. So that's a choice the families make, but it's certainly. And then when COVID hit, there was so much online, schooling that that's helped it grow too. But that act and Kay Ivey supporting it, I think led to a lot of people, especially on the public school side, believing that it was going to give private schools a chance to recruit because you could offer scholarships and stipends to other students. But, as we know, recruiting, it goes on even in public or private schools. I mean, because if you build it, they will come. And if you have great programs that are supported, whether it be on the public or the private school side, it can grow very much. And I certainly watched Madison Academy grow. We're honored to be the home of Madison Academy. And when they built that new campus, 20 years ago, it's a beautiful place. They've continued to add on. They've continued to upgrade their facilities, and it just draws students to you. But I think when this Governor Ivey started, supporting this act, I think it started leading to more momentum with people maybe wanting the private and the public schools to separate. But again, they're still playing each other in the regular season. But I will say this, it's completely altered the landscape, and this will only be for a 2-year period. It'll be interesting to see if it sticks. But I was just looking, for example, Brandon Lyles, who's been on my show, he's the head coach of the Douglas Eagles football. And the best way for me to describe it is this was their season this year. They played Susan Moore, Hayden, Scottsboro, Boaz, New Hope, Arab, Sardis, Brewer, Gunnersville, and Geraldine. Those are all, they competed in the 4A classification. All those schools are geographically pretty close to them. But now this is how dramatically it's changed. They're moving up to 5A, okay. And their new region, which I believe will be 5A Region 6, this is their region, and this is brutal for them. They're competing against 6A state champion Clay Chalkwell, Oxford, Pell City, Pinson Valley, Southside Gadsden, Springville, and St. Clair County.
So they're going to be on the bus a lot.
That's what I mean. That's a lot more travel, and the competition level just ratcheted up probably three rungs. That's very difficult for Douglas.
Well, now let me ask you this. Other than the fact that it does impact high school athletics and it may put some of the students, and I assume this would be basketball also, it's going to make them have some longer bus rides than most parents would want to do. Are there any other aspects of this that are kind of onerous to our high school system?
Well, I mean, it's kind of discouraging because while you get the chance to compete at a higher level, it may affect enrollment. It may affect your success level. And the term you hear all the time is what's best for the kids and the student athletes and their athletic experience. And when it's tough to – if you're the Douglas Eagles – you've competed, and there's so many, and you know how it is on the Sand Mountain area in Marshall County where Douglas is. There's so many rivalries that are deep-seated. Now, you can still play a lot of those. You might be able to play two or three outside of your region in football, and certainly you can play a lot of them in the other sports, but it takes away from all those rivalries where these kids grew up around each other. And they're used to playing against each other and competing. And now you're having to compete against teams, to me, where the enrollments are, there's a big difference in enrollment, and there's a big difference in resources and money and what they can put on the field. And I think in 7A, before they changed it, you saw that with 7A Region 1, 7A Region 2 against 7A Region 4, which is our region here in North Alabama. I think their playoff record in the last 6 or 7 years is 4-48. They've only won 4 games. It's just tougher because those schools have more resources and money that are being poured into football per se than they are than those schools here in this area.
Well, I can kind of relate to that, and I'm going to give you the last word here in a second. But my old high school in Tennessee, Lawrence County High School, we played all of our neighboring counties. Now, I looked at their schedule this year. They went under a similar revamp, and they don't play anybody I ever played. So you got 2 minutes, Drew. Give the listeners the last word of what they need to know about the reclassification of high school athletics in the great state of Alabama.
Well, just to understand that it's going to be completely different come the fall, everybody. You're going to need to just study up on, you know, the regions in football especially, and the schedules are going to look much, much different. I know some of them have already been being released by Randolph and some of the other schools, of course, that we're blessed to have a relationship with on our radio side. But it's going to be the schedules are going to be much different than you've seen. A lot of the rivalries, the Randolphs and Madison counties and Madison Academy, Madison counties and stuff of that nature are going to go by the wayside because of this revamping. And it's going to be interesting because, you know, you'll see the McGill-Tulans now, the larger St. Paul's. Are they going to dominate football like many people think they could in private school football, or can some of the small schools also compete? Football is the toughest sport to gauge because size and speed and numbers matter. Now, in the other sports, basketball, baseball, and softball, and those, I think the it's not so much the enrollment; it's how good of players you have. But the football aspect is going to be really, really interesting to watch, and it'll be very, very fascinating to see if this is a 2-year deal, and then they review it extensively after, or if this is going to be permanent.
Well, folks, that's Drew DeArmond. Like I said, he has an encyclopedic knowledge on this stuff. We just got a taste of it. Listen to his show every morning, you'll hear even more. So, Brian, let's go ahead and thank Drew for being here, and we'll take a break, and we'll get out of here.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
In football and in finance, the best offense is a good defense. Neighbors Wealth Management has joined forces with Alliance Group to provide Alabamans with world-class financial service on both sides of the ball. Get the expertise to grow your wealth and protect your assets all under one roof. Give us a call and let's work together to turn your personal financial franchise into a perennial powerhouse. 256-469-2324 or visit us at neighborswealthmanagement.com. That number again is 256-469-2324 or neighborswealthmanagement.com.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
ALSR number 21014.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thomas, I need you guys to light my flame sensor.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my gas valve's not flowing, buddy.
What do y'all need over there?
Oh, I need you to exchange my heat exchanger.
You don't have to speak the love language of a furnace to call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning. We can come out and do a $49 tune-up, and you'll get savings off of that, and we'll be able to figure out what's going on with your system.
Can you keep my flame lit this Valentine's Day?
We can definitely keep your flame lit.
Who do I gotta call?
Call Talent at 256-503-4490.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
That was weird.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live. They're local. Give them a call today.
The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust. Trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities. Thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student-athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
Tom Abraham here from my friend Ross Roberts and his team at Valley Equipment Rental, and they have a brand new product for you. If you happen to be standing on a concrete or tile floor, Valley Equipment has the perfect cleaning solution for you. Whether it's new construction, daily work areas, or an area that's been neglected for too long, the Valley Equipment team of experienced professionals can help you choose the right floor scrubber or sweeper for your needs. Valley even has the right cleaning products for the job. Call Valley Equipment Rental today to learn more. Make a clean sweep with Valley Equipment Rental.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Everybody, this is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple. And we just had Drew DeArmanone with his volumes of knowledge about what ought to be something in my simple mind that's very simple, and that's which high school teams in the place in the state of Alabama play each other. It sounds like it's a jumbled mess. I know Drew just explained it as well as anybody that I know possibly could. And I'm probably about as confused going out of this conversation as I was going into it. I know, Brian, when I played high school football, we got on a yellow Bluebird school bus with our coach and our two or three coaches and a cooler full of milk and bologna sandwiches and moon pies, and we went off to play our game against somebody.
Well, we were a small school, 1A, because there was nothing smaller. And we would do all right. And for a couple of years while I was in high school, we actually made it to the first round of playoffs. And we always played Beulah, which I think is Valley now, in Lee County. And we got the snot beat out of us. Even the band left early.
Well, hey, at least the band went. I know some schools where the band does not even go. So,
well, we went just to see. And that was a long, quiet ride home.
Well, a long, quiet ride is a good thing sometimes. I hope you enjoyed that. We took a little foray away from politics, but my gosh, what a confusing situation. So we'll be back in a bit, and we're going to talk about the Association of the United States Army. This is Bill Crawford back.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with USSSA Softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the USSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.usssa.com. That's alfastpitch.usssa.com.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, let you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved amenities. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
HD 97.7.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio, WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Major averages are mixed in afternoon trading, with the Dow hitting an all-time intraday high and on track for its seventh record close of the year. In the meantime, the delayed retail sales data for December was unchanged after an increase was expected. Excluding autos, December sales were also flat. Consumer discretionary, industrials, and tech are among the leading sectors. Bitcoin has fallen back below $70,000 for the second time in 24 hours as cryptocurrencies struggle of late. CVS Health reporting earnings that beat analysts' expectations and keeping its yearly profit guidance unchanged. Its results may soothe investors' concerns about continued turmoil in the health insurance sector. Its stock is down over 1%. And Spotify's quarterly profits blew past Wall Street expectations, and investors are cheering its results with its stock up 18%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. After my husband died, the last thing I wanted to think about was money. Ethos made it affordable to get life insurance. Signing up was fast and 100% online. I knew that I could pay our mortgage and have food in the fridge. I could focus on my kids. No one ever tells you how much you're going to depend on that policy. I am so grateful we had coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
The Alabama House Majority Leader Scott Stadhagen has announced that he plans to run to be the next chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. This move comes after John Wall has stepped down from that position to run in the lieutenant governor's race. The ALGOP will hold elections to select the next chairman this coming March 7th. Stadhagen will still be able to continue within the state legislature as the House Majority Leader, even if he does win this position. The acting chairman of the ALGOP, Joan Reynolds, is also running for that position. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that 70% of people experience a potentially traumatic event in their lifetime, and that 6 out of every 100 adults face PTSD every day? Help us bring hope to these survivors by signing up for your Alabama Distinctive PTSD Awareness License Plate today. The great thing is you can sign up no matter when your current plate renews, and the first year is complimentary. All you need is your VIN number on hand. Drive awareness, drive hope, and customize your plate today at atease.org.
A Pinson man has been charged with child sex abuse and was booked in the Jefferson County Jail. 42-year-old Anthony Martin is a former Trustville police officer who worked for that department from 2019 to July of 2025. Martin was placed on administrative leave in 2025 when the accusations were issued against him of sexual abuse of a child under the age of 12. After an internal affairs investigation, Martin was then terminated from that job, and the case was presented to a grand jury, which recently issued indictments against Martin. J&M Industries is planning to expand its manufacturing facilities into Houston County. A 70,000-square-foot facility will be located at the Houston County Distribution Park. J&M Industries is a family-owned business out of Louisiana that makes custom tarps and covers. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust, trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities. Thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student-athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Temperatures only drop into the mid and upper 40s as we head into the overnight early into your Wednesday morning. During that time, we're going to be talking about some rain across the Tennessee Valley. It's going to continue in some extent through Wednesday afternoon. Otherwise, a mostly cloudy to an overcast sky. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 50s. A partly sunny sky for your Thursday. Once again, temperatures in the mid and upper 50s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. And we just had Drew DeArmond with us. He was not on the Wealth Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. He was actually in studio, and I'm here today along with producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. Give us a call if you want to at 256-382-0724. And if you heard the previous segment with Drew about the realignment of the high school football conferences within the state, my advice is simple. When those high school kids come around and they're selling those schedules with those little punch-out things for discounts to Jack's and McDonald's and places like that, probably a pretty good idea to buy one so you know where you need to go to watch the young kids play sports. But what we do every Tuesday afternoon is we have a segment called Veterans Corner. And lately we've been having some veterans advocates on there, and we're going to have another one today. But what he represents is the Association of the United States Army, or AUSA. So what is AUSA? AUSA is not a lobbying group with a partisan agenda. It's not a think tank chasing headlines. It's a professional nonprofit organization dedicated to one simple mission: support soldiers, families, civilians, and veterans of the United States Army, and to advocate for a strong national defense. As we all know, as we watch world events now, that is really important, especially right now. The Army is in one of the most complex eras in history. It's a lot more complex than when I was in. There are challenges retaining soldiers, challenges recruiting soldiers. The technology changes daily and weekly. And we have a global environment that certainly is anything but stable. Yet, the soldier who joins the Army is still being asked to do more with less, to deploy faster, train harder, and adapt on the fly. AUSA exists to make sure that the people making decisions in Washington actually understand what it means to that soldier on the ground. One of the most important roles AUSA plays is in education. They bring together soldiers, senior leaders, lawmakers, defense experts, and industry, not for show, but for real conversations. And by the way, they bring them together here in Huntsville, Alabama. They'll be doing that next month. It's where the future of the Army is discussed very openly. Doctrine, modernization, readiness, quality of life, everything is on the table at the AUSA conventions. Now, what about the quality of life? Folks, that's one of the most important things to our soldiers. And AUSA is constantly advocating for better housing, healthcare, pay, and family support. They understand something's that sometimes things get, pardon me, lost in policy debates. You don't recruit and retain soldiers. You recruit and retain families. When a soldier's at a base and a spouse can't find work, the schools aren't adequate, medical care falls short, then readiness suffers. And AUSA exists to help push those realities to the forefront. My son recently commanded a deployed combat unit. And when those soldiers are deployed in combat, the family sometimes has some issues that they have to face at home that they need to help with. AUSA helps with those issues. They also don't forget veterans. When you transition out of uniform, like I did, sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do. Skills don't always translate neatly. Your identity changes. What you used to do routinely, you can't do anymore. And AUSA works to keep veterans connected to opportunity, purpose, and to the community that they served in. What I like about AUSA is they speak with credibility. It's not an entity that's always advocating change, nor is it blindly serving tradition. Rather, it's realistic. It realizes that you have to have a lethal modern army that embraces innovation, but also has leadership and trust in all of its ranks, especially within the NCO corps. NCO being non-commissioned officers. It understands this, and this is really important. Technology does not replace soldiers, it supports them. You're never going to get rid of boots on the ground, no matter how fancy or how remote or how things come. You always got to have soldiers. In an era when some people say we don't need soldiers anymore, we don't need the Army, AUSA remains a steady voice reminding the nation that the Army does matter, both in war and in peace. Disaster response, deterrence, stability, leadership development. The Army does all of it, and AUSA makes sure the story is told rapidly and the mission is supported. So if you're out there listening to this and you're just a young soldier starting up, or you may be like me, a retiree who wore the uniform a long time ago. I took mine off in 1992. Or if you're a family member whose soldier spouse is deployed and you're trying to, you know, make sure that you can make ends meet and hold things together. Or if you're just a regular old citizen who cares about a strong national defense, then you should care about AUSA. Excuse me, got a little frog in my throat. A strong army doesn't happen just by accident. It takes advocacy and it takes a group that is willing to stand forward in the foxhole and take note and take a stance for those who wear the uniform today. And that entity is the AUSA, the Association of the United States Army, and that's why its mission still matters even today. And we're going to be joined in just a couple of minutes by the president of the Huntsville chapter of the AUSA, which is a hugely large chapter. They've been very successful in recruiting national AUSA events here to Huntsville. I think I've been to every one in the last 15 years, and we got another one coming up in March. And that leader is Colonel John Kinsley and Colonel retired John Kinsley. And we're going to go ahead, Brian, and take a break, and we will bring him on and come back and chat with him for a bit about the Association of the United States Army.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
SportsMed is the official team physicians of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. And if the pros trust SportsMed, you can too. SportsMed provides every service you might need for complete orthopedic care, specializing in orthopedic surgery, sports medicine, joint replacement, spine surgery, neurosurgery, and podiatry. And they offer their own brace shop, in-house full-body MRI, physical therapy, walk-in clinic, and so much more. Four locations and on the web at SportsMedAlabama.com.
Normally, when you call a roofing company, all you hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Since 1965, the folks at Fleming have been focused on what you need, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement, commercial or residential. And when it comes to storm damage, you want Fleming on your side. They know all the ins and outs of insurance claims and will guide you through the entire process. Log on FlemingHSV.com and book your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on, GeneracSuperstore.com.
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
If you're ready to lower your utility bills, it's time to call Eagle Insulation. Eagle can handle it all. Attic re-insulation, insulation removal, wall insulation, and new construction insulation, commercial and residential. Our primary goal is to save you money, and lots of it. Typical clients realize their return on investment within 3 to 6 months. That means the re-insulation actually pays for itself and then some. See if we can help you. Contact Eagle Insulation today, 256-755-1556, or log on insulatewitheagle.com.
This is Talk Radio, WCZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. Glad to have you with us today. Unfortunately, this weekend I went to a Super Bowl party, and not only did my team lost, but I caught a little bit of a cold, so I'm struggling with that a bit today, but I just took quite a... I gobbled down a handful of Ricolas, and maybe that will take care of that and make me okay for the rest of the show.
So that explains the big Alpine horn over there.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Ricola. So, you heard me previously give a little monologue about AUSA and how important they are, and now we are joined by the president of Huntsville's AUSA chapter, retired Colonel John Kinsley. John, how you doing?
I'm well. I'd ask you how the same, but you just explained it.
Well, other than that, everything's going great. I couldn't be doing better. So I'm going to give a little bit of an introduction on John, who spent 27 years in the Army with a very distinguished career, and he had 9 operational deployments and command assignments all the way through brigade command. And for those out there listening who don't really know what that means, when you do operational deployment, you're gone from your family, and you're usually not going to a place where you really would want to go if you could have your choice. John retired from the Army. He now works for IBM Federal Services here in Huntsville and became a member of the board of AUSA before being elected as the president, which is quite the honor in this town. John's lived here for 12 years with his wife, Grace, and their two sons. His son, Gabriel, has been a small business owner in the Huntsville area and is now pursuing a master's degree at William & Mary. Excuse me. And Forrest Garrison, their second son, is an infantry lieutenant platoon leader in the 25th ID in Hawaii, which sounds glamorous, but it's not really all that glamorous when you're out there in uniform. So, John, did I miss anything?
You got it about all right there.
Well, I hope I got it all right since you sent it to me. Well, let's talk a little bit about your time in the military. Give us some of the highlights of your military career, and then we'll get into some of the AUSA goings on.
Okay, Bill, I got to say, looking back on 27 years in the military was a fabulous time for me. I never expected I would have gone in, never expected I would have stayed in. But once I got started, and I started off as an infantry lieutenant, and then when I made captain, they moved me over into logistics, and as you read, 9 deployments. I went through all the lovely spots of the world. I was in Bosnia. I was in Iraq 5 times. I was in Afghanistan, Tel Aviv, Israel, and places that you just don't always plan on putting on your travel destinations, but places that we had to be. And throughout the command assignments, company command in Europe, battalion command in 10th Special Forces, brigade command for Army Materiel Command over in the Middle East, and then commanding one more time back here in Huntsville in an organization called LOGSA, that there was no bad assignment in the Army. Those were good years, and they are great opportunities, great career opportunities for anyone that is considering military service.
Well, you know, John, one thing I'd like to mention, I think you and I may share this in common, is, you know, when I enrolled at West Point, I was almost year to year. I'm going to quit. I'm not going to do it. And then you graduate, and then you have your first commitment, and you say, I'm going to get out. And something just puts a hook in you somewhere where the next thing you know, you've been in it for all your life. That's how it worked for me. And seems to me like you had a very rewarding career. So you left active duty here in Huntsville, correct?
Yes. I retired out of the Army in 2019. Actually sold the house in Huntsville because I was going to make sure that the family and I were prepared to go wherever the winds of opportunity were going to take us to the best opportunity. Went to my hometown in Michigan for 2 months, and my wife and I actually renovated my sister. She was a widow, renovated her home over the course of a month, and interviewed for different jobs. And of all things, opportunity took us right back to Huntsville. And so we came back 2 months after we had sold our house and left and bought a new house. That was, you know, happened to be right when the housing market was probably raging at its strongest in Huntsville, so that wasn't the best economic decision for real estate, but it was a great decision for us as a family, and where things have just turned into a real strong community connection for us, and that's something important to me.
I do have to ask you a question. Where are you from in Michigan?
I grew up in St. John's, Michigan, 18 miles north of Lansing and East Lansing, Michigan State University right there. That's where I went to school. It's where my parents and siblings and grandparents and cousins, we bleed green and white up there. It's a small town where I like to tell people 90% of the men were farmers, or they worked on an automotive assembly line, or maybe they did both, working a shift on the lines, and then still tending to a small farm at home. And so very blue-collarish. There was, of course, the other 10% of men around that did other things, whether they were businessmen or teachers or something else, but heavy concentration on automotive and agriculture. And as I look back, I think that had a impact on me and my ability to connect with the military that much more. You know, the military is not necessarily blue collar. It's green, but it's dirty, hard work. And I wasn't afraid of it. And then got full dose as an infantry lieutenant of it and just continue to go from there.
Well, the reason I asked that is I had a roommate at West Point who was from the Upper Peninsula, and we went up there quite a few times to, I think the town was called Newberry, and that was just a great place to hunt and go fishing for brook trout and do all other kinds of good things. And I guess as a Michigan State fan, you must have been proud of Kenny Walker the other night.
Sure was. Boy. He had a great game, and it gave me all kinds of flashbacks to the yardage he accumulated and touchdowns he scored when he was playing for us for 1 year at Michigan State.
Yeah, I remember the one game against Michigan where he led you guys to a victory, and I think, if I recall, he had like 195 yards rushing and four touchdowns, and he just really was a phenomenal player. I can't believe he didn't get drafted till the second round, but, hey, he sure made up for it last night. But I guess I'm going to have to give you a little go Spartans on that, but
I'll take it.
I reckon you will. So you hear you retired in Huntsville, moved away, came back, and did you immediately get involved with AUSA upon your return?
It was very close after that, that my colleagues, peers that I knew that were already in the chapter, gave me a holler and said, "Would you consider being a board member?" I jumped at it without hesitation. I knew what AUSA was from my time in the military, and then recognized how many people are in our AUSA chapter and on a very, very strong, large board of directors or board for our chapter that I knew already. And the things they do in the community as a local chapter gave me an immediate connection to the military I retired from and the community that I lived in. And that was important for transitioning from the military in a comfortable setting, if that makes sense. We get too many veterans leave the military after 20 or 30 years. They're basically their adult lives up to that point in time. And they can often leave the military without really understanding what it is they want to do next. They perform job after job after job in the military. They become very capable and competent, and they feel confident that they could do about anything. But finding that fire that's going to wake you up in the morning, make you get out of bed and be fired up to go to work, is not always the same as what you had when you were in the military, supporting that Army mission that you bought into, that you lived for 20 or to 30 years. It's a different environment. And so transition is a real thing for veterans. It was for me. And AUSA really became almost a grounding rod for me in the Huntsville community to be able to still support both sides and be a member of the community. And so that's, to me, that's an important thing that we don't always talk about with AUSA, but I think it's real.
Well, just out of curiosity, how large is the AUSA chapter here in the Huntsville area?
I'm glad you asked that question. Our general membership is just short of 500,000 members. And there are different types of memberships in AUSA. There are lifetime memberships. There are paid premium memberships. There are general memberships that we get very, very inexpensively. And ironically, through a partnership with Redstone Federal Credit Union. Every person that's a member of Redstone Federal Credit Union happens to be a member of our chapter.
And how about that?
Yeah. So that drove our attendance up, or our membership up, and membership matters. We're a volunteer nonprofit organization that's been around. AUSA has been around for 76 years now. Last year was the 75th anniversary for AUSA in its existence. It exists to educate, to inform, and to connect people with our military. Educate on the needs of the military, inform on where the military is at, what's going on, and then connect to those communities and to the soldiers and families that, live and work in that military life to help them get along a little better. And 75 years ago happens to be key because it was right after World War II. Our country has had a history of years of plussing up spending for defense and years of reducing spending for defense. And so right after World War II, there was an obvious drawdown of the military. There was reductions in defense spending. There were some people that believed there'll never be another war after that. And so why spend on defense? And AUSA was created to be that nonprofit, membership-driven organization that could bring numbers and go talk to Congress and actually lobby and speak to Congress on behalf of the military, because they're prohibited from doing that. And so we would explain why spending on defense was still important, why a strong defense matters. When we look at, and when I can say that we have just under 500,000 members here in the Huntsville, Tennessee Valley area, that speaks to our local congressmen and elected officials when we need to talk about certain issues that are important to us. This community is big on the defense industry. We go up and down as defense spending goes. And so it's important that we have that membership base, that we can talk about the impacts Huntsville and this defense industry has on the nation's defense and on our posture worldwide as it goes where the Army goes.
Well, you have just shamed me because I just realized my AUSA membership has lapsed. So you got my email, send me an application. And my son just texted in. He's a captain assigned here at Redstone Arsenal. He said, "Dad, I'm a member. Come on, get this figured out." So this is very, very prompt for me. So tell us a little bit, our listeners, a little bit about some of the specific things that AUSA does here for the community in Huntsville. We'll get into the conventions and stuff later on, but what are some of the things that are just good things that you guys do?
Well, let me first help you with that deficiency you announced over the air there, and just say right now is the cheapest it's ever been in a time period where inflation and prices are going up for everything. Our membership costs for a lifetime membership are as cheap as they've ever been. You can get a lifetime membership one time, hit the button, for $250 on AUSA.org, www.AUSA.org. Go to membership, hit lifetime, $250, and you'll never have to worry about it again.
That'll be done tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
Well, what are some of the things you do here in the community for the local people?
Right. Locally, we do quite a few things I'm very proud of. We support scholarships, and our scholarship efforts, we contribute with the HASBAT organization, Huntsville Small Businesses Association. We go 50-50 on 5 scholarships with them. And so, you know, funding scholarships is not an easy thing to do year after year after year. And allowing other organizations to partner together can sometimes help sustain that effort. And so we are trying to increase the amount on those scholarships because the cost of education goes up. But that's one area. And we have specifically one separate scholarship, the Steve Maservey Scholarship. Steve Maservey was one of our real significant members, passed away a couple of years ago now. He always led our Department of the Army Civilian of the Year selection board recognition effort. That's a AUSA national competition. And he was very instrumental in advocating for our Army civilians, heavy population of those here at Redstone. And so we started a scholarship in his name last year. This is the second year for that. We support the Tutt Fan Veterans Home. We're there every couple of weeks helping out with a little bit of pizza lunch to see those fabulous veterans, America's treasures. They're not shiny gold objects anymore, but they certainly are absolute treasures that we cannot forget, those veterans that live at Tutt Fan. And I've got to tell you, since going to see them, go there once, and it's going to make you want to go even more, because they're in their 80s or their 90s, and they're living there, but they're still wearing their Vietnam hats, Korean War hats, their Army t-shirts or sweatshirts, whatever they've got, or whatever service they were in, Air Force or Navy. You can just tell that their military service is still a proud moment of their life. It's still an important value to them that they cling to every day. And that type of patriotism and dedication should not be forgotten. And so supporting our veterans at Tutt Fan is pretty significant. This last 2 years, we've had a huge effort supporting the new Veterans Museum rebuild. The Huntsville Veterans Museum down in Hunt Park has been around for quite a few years. It's been in, let me just say that the Veterans Museum is packed full of historical artifacts that you just have to spend time in, and it'll blow your mind away what they have down there. But they didn't have a big enough facility to really house it all. So the city of Huntsville agreed to build them a new building. And if you've been to any museum, you know that four walls and a ceiling and a roof doesn't quite cut it. You've got all kinds of hallways of displays and rooms inside to present everything properly. We've been helping the museum fund those internal efforts, and this year we gave them a check for $100,000.
That's awesome.
So we watch closely for concerns. We support the military directly, trying to support the recruiting messages, supporting the cadet commands with ROTC, junior ROTC, supporting their instructors and their cadets. During the government shutdown, we were watching very closely how long the shutdown was going to take and if we were going to be seeing food scarcity issues with our military. Luckily, we didn't see too much of that, or our Army civilians, for that matter, because they get furloughed during government shutdowns. And so we always watch the community very closely. We're heavily involved in the Veterans Day, Veterans Week, Heroes Week activities. And then we've got several coming up here over the next couple of months. April 23rd, we're celebrating Military Spouses Appreciation. In March, we have AUSA Global Force Symposium, brings about 7,000 military and defense industry leaders together down at the Von Braun Center to discuss the priorities of the Army in that time period in March when they come. Discuss new acquisition priorities, technologies, and all the defense industry members come to town and set up their wares to have those tight engagements and talk about the latest of what can be provided to our military. Our military remains in competition, and it's a competition they just can never afford to lose. So we, as members of America, members of defense industry, veterans, our communities, we all have a role in making sure they have the very best support to go into that competition with.
Well, John, it sounds like you guys, as I well knew, are doing many, many great things. And I will close with this. Just firstly, thank you for being here. And secondly, the next time you go down to the museum down there, on Airport Road. If you walk inside and look at the Cobra that's in there, the checklist sitting on the pilot's leg is my old Cobra checklist, and the sunglasses on the mannequin's head are my old flight school sunglasses. So
I made
a small contribution to that museum. And do you have a phone number or website for AUSA in case anybody has a need for further information?
Yes. Website, www.ausa.org, O-R-G. That's the easiest way to get to AUSA and get on board as a member. And also, please look up community partnerships. Those are where our businesses become community partners. For as little as $175, you become a member role on our role of community partners. That's important for our sponsorship opportunities, our connections, allowing small businesses, veteran-owned businesses that connect to the larger businesses. I said our purpose was to educate, inform, and connect. I said it was about connecting to the military, but sometimes we connect businesses with other businesses, and that helps. Your mentioning of the pilot checklist, your sunglasses, and things down in the at the Cobra display inside that Veterans Museum is a fabulous reminder that everyone that serves, everyone that supports becomes a part of that fabric of legacy that our military has been sustained by and lives off from, right? And you don't know what kind of impact you're going to have forever, but they are many. They're tremendous. Even support from home, letters from home, the care packages that we sometimes put together for soldiers and things, it all matters. And AUSA is a way to funnel those efforts. So I want to thank you for that, Bill.
All right. Well, hey, and thank you for your time today. And we're going to go ahead and let you go. That was retired Colonel John Kinsel, president of the local AUSA chapter. And Brian, let's go ahead and take a break and we'll come right back.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
More savings, more selection, more for your trade. I'm Bobby White, and we've got more to love all month long at Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur. While they last, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on select 2025 F-150 crew cabs. $11,000 off F-150. Save more on remaining 25 Mustangs, up to $8,500 off MSRP on select models. Yep, $8,500 off on a Mustang. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. New 25 Bronco Sports start under $27,000. That's right, just $26,800 after a $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. New 25 Broncos start at just $36,500. That's $36,500 after the $1,000 Ford owner loyalty rebate. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. All these offers with your good credit, and we hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
Where's the best place for sports? What about the best place for wings? If you answer Jefferson's for both, you're right. Jefferson's is also a great place for value. Every Monday, kids eat free with the purchase of an adult meal, and teachers, bring your teacher ID, and you eat free every first Tuesday of the month up to $15 at participating locations. Jefferson's, best place for sports, best place for wings, in Newmarket and Hampton Cove, and our new location, now open in Hartsel at 200 Main Street West, downtown.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay. On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart.
When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust, trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities. Thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student-athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Temperatures only drop into the mid and upper 40s as we head into the overnight early into your Wednesday morning. During that time, we're going to be talking about some rain across the Tennessee Valley. It's going to continue in some extent through Wednesday afternoon. Otherwise, a mostly cloudy to an overcast sky. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 50s. A partly sunny sky for your Thursday. Once again, temperatures in the mid and upper 50s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. Glad to have you with us today. I thought that was a fascinating interview with Colonel Retired Kinsel. There's obviously many, many things that AUSA does for this community, and he didn't get to elaborate on it very much, but March 24th through the 26th, they do have an international AUSA convention that I go to every year, and that's down at the Civic Center, and it's well worth going to. If you're not affiliated with the government or the military, you do have to pay to go in. But sometimes going to something like that is just worth going in and taking a look around. And again, I apologize for my little frog that lives in my throat today. He has not responded well to Ricola, so I'll have to try something else tomorrow because he's still there.
You might want to charge him rent.
Yeah, I might want to charge him rent. Maybe I can evict him if he doesn't pay. So, speaking of animals, here's a story I thought that was just kind of unusual, and that is a story about goats in... Excuse me, in Dallas, they have retained 300 goats to clear vegetation around White Rock Lake's east side. They paid, the city of Dallas paid $15,000 for the goats to graze 1 to 1.5 acres over 10 to 11 days. The goats, these are called privet shrubs that the goats ate. The shrubs crowd out native plants, and the goats just took care of it. They did a good job, and they also hired shepherds to monitor them 24/7, and they also hired some sheep, 5 to 10 sheep, just to eat the grass. And I've never heard of that happening in a big city before, and I doubt that I ever will, but... I guess goats have something of value in this world instead of being used for making goat's milk.
Well, someone we had over the line, our friends up in Tennessee, there's plenty of places up there, especially with the fainting goats. Are you experienced with those?
Yes, I've seen fainting goats.
Okay, there was somebody doing goats, and we were, I forget what we were doing up there interviewing them, and we were, had some of the concerns, and one of the interns with us says, well, what about the smell? And the guy that owned the goat says, don't worry, he'll get used to you.
How about that? Well, the goats, I've seen fainting goats before. They're pretty pretty fantastic what they do. Now, let me ask you listeners out there how much you love your little furry friend. I have a little dachshund that I'm very close to, my wife and I are. We treat him like a baby. And there was a resident of Miami named Luis Hunkis who paid $50,000 to have his Boston Terrier cloned after the dog died from lymphoma. He said that his little dog, Lucas, was his best friend and soulmate, and he'd been with him all over the world since 2017. The cloning process takes 80 days. It uses somatic cell nuclear transfer technology, and scientists extract the nucleus from healthy cells and place that into an egg cell, where a surrogate dog carries the embryo until birth. The company that does that guarantees the successful cloning of the dog, and that to me just blew me away. I mean, that I've seen movies, like I've seen an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie and the movie The Boys from Brazil, where people were cloned, but I didn't know that, the people were cloned in the movies, but I didn't know this actually was happening out there.
Well, it all started, was it Dolly?
Dolly the sheep. The sheep,
yeah. The Dolly Lama, they cloned it there. You mentioned your little dog. I'm going to point you in the direction of something, and it may be what you're getting for your birthday this summer. Are you aware that Sioux Falls, South Dakota, their hockey team, are you aware of their name?
Are they the Dachshunds?
The Fighting Wiener Dogs.
Oh, man. Well, hey.
I have a hat coming. I want you to look at it and see if you like it, and that'll be your birthday present.
Oh, man. I would love to have a Fighting Weenie Dog hat. That will go
It looks really good. I'll send you the website. You can look around.
That'll go well with my Wieners of West Point shirt. So.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, folks.
Complete the ensemble.
Enough craziness. We'll go ahead and take a break and get back and close this thing up.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
In football and in finance, the best offense is a good defense. Neighbors Wealth Management has joined forces with Alliance Group to provide Alabamans with world-class financial service on both sides of the ball. Get the expertise to grow your wealth and protect your assets all under one roof. Give us a call and let's work together to turn your personal financial franchise into a perennial powerhouse. 256-469-2324 or visit us at neighborswealthmanagement.com. That number again is 256-469-2324 or neighborswealthmanagement.com.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
AL sir, number 21014.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
Thomas, I need you guys to light my flame sensor.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my gas valve's not flowing, buddy.
What do y'all need over there?
Oh, I need you to exchange my heat exchanger.
You don't have to speak the love language of a furnace to call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning. We can come out and do a $49 tune-up, and you'll get savings off of that, and we'll be able to figure out what's going on with your system.
Can you keep my flame lit this Valentine's Day?
We can definitely keep your flame lit.
Who do I gotta call?
Call Talent at 256-503-4490.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
That was weird.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live. They're local. Give them a call today.
Hey, folks. Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, letting you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved in minutes. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
Tom Abraham here from my friend Ross Roberts and his team at Valley Equipment Rental. And they have a brand new product for you. If you happen to be standing on a concrete or tile floor, Valley Equipment has the perfect cleaning solution for you. Whether it's new construction, daily work areas, or an area that's been neglected for too long, the Valley Equipment team of experienced professionals can help you choose the right floor scrubber or sweeper for your needs. Valley even has the right cleaning products for the job. Call Valley Equipment Rental today to learn more. Make a clean sweep with Valley Equipment Rental.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying, I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and Brian Temple, producer extraordinaire. We hope you've enjoyed our show today. I enjoyed the show. I just had a little bit of struggle with this ridiculous cough that I've got going. I'm going to try to medicine up pretty good tomorrow, and hopefully this will not be a problem. I really enjoyed our interview with Drew DeArmond, telling about issues in high school that I'm not really certain about, still don't understand. But I sure was glad to hear Colonel Kinzel talk about what's going on with the Association of the United States Army, one of the largest local chapters in the United States of America. A great organization. I let my membership lap. Shame on me. I'm going to renew it tomorrow. And we will be back with you tomorrow.
You know, one thing I really appreciated as a member at Redstone Federal Credit Union, I didn't know I was a member. I'm proud to be, and I may go ahead and contribute some more.
Hey, you are a member. So, folks, remember this. Where you stand depends on where you sit. And we all sit in the same boat, some on the right, some on the left, some in the middle. But what we don't want to see happen is the boat go down. We've got to keep the boat floating. We got to all row together, and we got to somehow come together and coalesce and resolve the problems that face us in this country today. And we will be back tomorrow with the Redstone Rocket Report with Skip Vaughn, and also we'll be joined by State Representative Philip Rigsby. Looking forward to that. And hey, if you want to call us, we will be joined by you also. This is Bill Crawford and Brian Temple, and I'm saying goodbye.